Thank you, Chair. Just two quick points also on this para. I think first we can support the proposals by the ICRC to add the words from all sources and at relevant time. I think that's very valuable and gives us a very good additional element here. Then we also wanted to come in on the discussion on the good faith. We agree that as it is phrased here, it does not really it looks at some in some way redundant, but it also weakens the human judgment significantly. Also, if we compare it with the original language on which it is based, it's like a compression of what is meant there, but this compression changes the meaning a little bit. So we are not happy how the original language from the 2019 report has changed here. If delegations will point to the report of 2019, we will have to answer that it's not the same meaning anymore because it has been turned around. If you look at the 2019 report, it says, I'm sorry, I have to look for it. Ah, thank you. I've lost it again, sorry. Okay. Inter alia that human beings make certain judgments in good faith based on their assessment of the information available to them at the time. And this is not the same phrasing as if we say inter alia good faith human judgment based on the assessment of the information available at the time. It's like the kind of the operative element is missing. So of the action is here compressed into something completely else. So I hope this is understandable what I mean here, but this is the point we wanted to make. I mean, it's not the same language, basically. Thank you.